This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. Not fully assembled. Fritzy's not here. Hope you're having a great day. Stay as long as you like. We'll leave the light on for you. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. And it is a Meat Friday. And we have one item that will be on the Flat Top Traeger's Philly cheesesteaks.
Hell yeah.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Man, I am stoked about that.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, we'll get to phone calls. We got emails, tweets, all that coming up. We got our play of the day, stat of the day, poll question as well. And it's Marvin's cookout playlist today. What did we end up with here, Marvin?
I thought it was Southern Rock, but Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock.
Made a comeback.
Okay. Wow. Yacht Rock is the music of choice today.
Pina Colada.
Yep, and that won't be on the playlist.
Yeah.
It won't?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to guess you're going to lead us off with Christopher Cross coming up in about 20 minutes from now.
You don't know that.
I don't know that.
Okay, but you're probably right.
All right. That's how you start off with Yacht Rock.
How can you be any more Yacht Rock than a song called Sailing? Right?
Right.
I mean, that's like the ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Yacht Rock all day, at least the next 3 hours here.
And all night.
Okay. Massive comeback in the overnight. Well, massive.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about it on the NBA draft last night, the great comeback of Yacht Rock. Over Southern Rock. All right, Seton, we'll have a poll question coming up. Jamal Crawford, former sixth man of the year working for NBA TV, will join us coming up a little bit later on. Draft kind of went as scripted. I think you go into it, you know some players. Most of the players we knew didn't play in college basketball. If they did, they didn't get drafted, or they got drafted lower than they probably thought they were going to. Victor Wembanyama, you thought that he was going to go number one overall, which he did. Best prospect since LeBron James, a capable shooter, impact defender. He's a unicorn. He's got Greg Popovich. Here's Pop getting the opportunity to coach yet another once-in-a-lifetime player.
Because of all the hype, he'll have a target on his back. So more than O's and X's to begin with, we'll be most interested in setting a framework and an environment where he's comfortable, where he can be Victor. He's not LeBron or Tim or Kobe or anybody else. He's Victor, and that's who we want him to be.
See, he said O's and X's.
Yeah.
That's what makes it different. He didn't give me an X's and O's. He gave me an O's and X's. Okay. That's the mind game that Pop plays on you. And at age 74, it's like a guy who wants to close up his business. You know, he's 69 years of age, and he's thinking, eh, you know, time to ride off in the sunset. All of a sudden, you're like, hey, boss, we got this unbelievable order. They want to, you know, 100,000 widgets. We're back in business. Well, he's there for the long haul, feels like, with Victor Wembanyama. Got a nice order from France. Yes, Eden.
I love that Pop, though, immediately goes into coach mode. Hey, look, I mean, he just has a big target on his back, okay? So just before you guys think this is going to be easy, okay, yeah. It's not.
Yeah, you want to temper expectations there. I get it, but that ain't going to happen. You can, on one hand, have people tell me he's the best prospect since LeBron, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, slow down. Yes, you want people to slow down in their comparisons or what they expect, but that's not going to happen here. And, you know, Pop gets overlooked with developing players. Tim Duncan was a great player out of Wake Forest. David Robinson was player of the year out of Navy. But you got Tony Parker, DeJounte Murray, Manu Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard. He's done a good job at developing talent. You can win with Tim Duncan and or David Robinson, and you're going to win with Victor Wembanyama. But to win a championship, that's where you have a Tony Parker, DeJounte Murray, Manu Ginobili, Kawhi Leonard, and Pop quietly developed those players. All right, see, what's the poll question we have?
We got a few options here
okay.
for you, Dan.
All right.
Paul just threw out who had the best week.
Best week?
Yes. Who had the best week? And the options that he has are Greg Popovich, Natch,
yeah.
Chris Paul.
Okay.
That's a hell of a good week. Yeah. Landing at Golden State? Heck yeah.
Well, dude. But he got traded to Washington, so that wasn't a good part of the week.
No.
And then now he gets, by the way, I mentioned this, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, where I had a source who said, hey, Golden State is interested in Chris Paul. And I'm thinking, how could that possibly work? And I mentioned it on the show. I didn't buy into Golden State being interested in Chris Paul or didn't understand it. But my source said, hey, Golden State's interested in Chris Paul. And I go, okay. So I mentioned it on the show. And then I was told, if you're going to re-sign Draymond Green, you have to get rid of Jordan Poole. So we talked about that as well. I thought, okay, you can't have Jordan Poole come back if you're going to have Draymond Green come back. Well, what happens? Jordan Poole gets traded for Chris Paul. So they wrapped it up nicely there with Golden State is interested in Chris Paul and not interested in Jordan Poole and interested in bringing Draymond Green back. That's what happened. But also, it frees them up from all the money they're going to owe Jordan Poole. You bring Chris Paul in. Chris Paul is not going to start, from what I'm told. He'll be that change-up where the second unit comes in, and you got a true bona fide leader, Hall of Famer, and he's going to know his role. Because everybody said the same thing about Chris Paul. He can't shoot threes. No, he can't. That's not what he's there for. He'll give you mid-range jumpers, hopefully he stays healthy, and he's going to lead the second unit. And maybe he can get something out of Jonathan Kuminga and some of these other players. But Jordan Poole was not going to be there, from what I was told, that if Draymond was coming back, Jordan Poole wasn't going to be there, and that they were targeting Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I think this is the sixth team he's been on. And so he didn't play for the Lakers when he got traded, and then they rescinded that deal, and then he didn't play for Washington. And do I have that right? Six teams for Chris Paul?
Well, if you look at it, he's on New Orleans Pelicans, Clippers, Phoenix, Houston,
well,
OKC.
Well, he was a New Orleans Hornet.
Right. He played for two different New Orleans franchises, mascots at least. Clippers, Phoenix, Houston, OKC. He was never lost a game as a Wizard, and now he's a...
Okay, how many first ballot Hall of Famers have played for that many teams? Yes, Marv.
Shaq.
He played for the Lakers, Heat, Celtics, Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
Did I leave out one?
Yeah, Cleveland, Boston, Phoenix, Miami, Orlando.
Oh, Phoenix. Oh, Orlando. Lakers. Oh, yes, right, Orlando. Okay. All right. So Shaq played for that many teams. But Chris Paul going to Golden State, I get it, sort of. You know, it's one of those, I got to watch it. I got to see how it comes out. Like, you're going, okay, yeah. You know, it's like when we suggested Russell Westbrook should come off the bench to lead the second team, And then he's like, no, I'm not going to be coming off the bench. And then he eventually came off the bench, and then he found his role. Chris Paul, you've been a starter your entire career, and now your job is going to be to come off the bench and lead the second team with Golden State. Yes, Seton O'Connor?
Chris Paul played six seasons for the Hornets, and they paid him $44 million in those six seasons.
Yeah.
He did one at Oklahoma City, and they paid him
$36. Oh. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, I feel bad for Jordan Poole. You get punched and you end up with Washington.
They shipped him out.
Yeah.
Poll question?
What's the poll question?
Which is worse, getting punched in the face by a teammate being shipped to Washington to play basketball? Punch in the face is over in like 5 minutes.
He got both.
Yeah.
I'd much rather get punched in the face.
I think I'd take the punch because I was getting paid and I got to play with Golden State.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's a miserable year.
The Wizards, that's a punch in the face every day. That you
Draymond Green knocked his teammate out.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, teammate, see you later.
We got to get rid of that guy.
We got to get rid of you.
Got to get rid of the guy. That guy's got to be able to take a better punch.
That is, if you thought Draymond Green was insufferable before.
Oh, he's got to be.
Oh, my God. And now Chris Paul's going to be added into the mix?
Ooh, man. You are not going to
want to. Good luck.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Good luck. Who punches who first?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Yes, Seton O'Connor?
We got some other options for who had the best week, Dan.
All right.
Kristaps Porzingis. He had a good week. All right. He's going to get to play some meaningful basketball.
Yeah, he had a good week.
That works.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. Deion Sanders.
Yeah, got a blood clot.
I don't know if it's a good week yet.
Yeah, Paulie.
It feels like a really good week. The headline is, Deion Sanders won't need foot amputated. That's a great headline. Anytime that's the headline surrounding you, because that means it was in play. So he has blood clots in his legs, and what one of the things was in play earlier this week Deion Sanders talked about was they might need his left foot amputated.
Yeah.
The doctors say there's no talk of amputation at this time, and they're going to work on his blood flow issues with taking out the blood clots. If you go into the week thinking you might lose your left foot, at the end of the week, you think you might not. That's a hell of a week.
See, I just feel like I don't know that he's completely 100% keeping his foot.
Yeah, it's wild. I remember a couple of years ago when he took off his sock and he showed us his foot, and it was mangled.
He did. I mean, Deion said right now they're not talking about amputation, but jeepers, creepers.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I remember meeting Deion Sanders at Thursday Night Football when I was working and seeing his fingers, his hands, those are mangled too. And I was like, man, if somebody was asking, like, look, you know, your fingers. He was like, oh, you thought I was just high-stepping? Like, like, it was just one of those things where it's like, man, these dudes, no matter what position you played,
yeah,
like, serious damage.
Well, that's why offensive linemen or defensive linemen would tape their fingers together. Mm. So it would cut down on the number of times it would get in somebody's helmet, and then all of a sudden they're mangled. And then, you know, when your hand, you put up your hand and you could signal like a left turn signal, that's a bad thing. Yes, Seton.
I love that Deion, in like typical Deion Sanders fashion, said that he's just trying to get all this straight so that when he walks the sideline during games, he can walk his walk, because he could talk his talk, but he needs to be able to walk his walk too.
Yeah, they never say walk your walk and limp your walk.
Yeah, no.
You know, limp your walk and talk your talk.
I can talk my talk. I need to be able to walk my walk too.
Yeah.
You want your walk to be a choice the way you walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
That dude is great, man.
Yeah. Anybody else on that list? Or any other poll questions here?
Then other. Who had the best week? We do have Grady Dick's outfit last night was awesome or awful. Very controversial.
First thing I thought was, man, you better be good, dude. Mm. You better be good. You know, I get it, Kansas, and he had, you know, Dorothy's ruby red slippers.
Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah, and I got that. I got that. Man,
you like the confidence?
I do, and I think he's a guy who's going to be able to contribute right away. He's a really good shooter, and really that's what all you need. If you can't do anything else, if you can shoot, then you're like, all right, he can play. And it didn't used to be that way. It was like, well, he can shoot, but can he play defense? Can he do any of these other things? Grady Dick can shoot, but I like it where it's clean, where I don't need to notice you until I need to notice you when you play basketball. Because that, it let's say it doesn't work out, then that's always going to be brought up, that outfit there. Because, and if he wore something just clean, like, you know, Kansas blue, and it was just crisp, then nobody would talk about that. Now, maybe he's like, hey, man, how many likes did I get with social media? Yes, he.
I thought it was really clever. I really did. I thought it was real, like, just like an extra layer of thinking that.
The shoes could have been Dorothy. I didn't
could have
need,
done that. Yeah.
I didn't, because the blazer looked like Liberace.
And the shirt and the cut of it, too, was very interesting.
Yeah.
He could have just done the shoes, and that probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
It was clever, though. I give him some points for that.
Hey, he got attention. Did he win the night? Did he win the night? That's what I want to know. Yes, Marvin.
Speaking of the draft, were you surprised how many guys were emotional when they heard their name called?
Well, Victor Wembanyama was. Almost like he was surprised. But I would think Greg Popovich would be emotional because he won the lottery. Not Victor Wembanyama. But, yeah, I get it. I mean, you're on camera, the build-up there, tension there, friends, family there. I mean, this coming from somebody who cries opening an envelope. So, yes.
I mean, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it. It's a massive accomplishment. Even if you never play a second in the NBA after this, you were drafted. You did it. You made it. Your career is one thing. Hopefully you go on to have a great career, but you made it. You did it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, Paul.
Going back to Grady Dick, I would say this, like, there's people out there now who know who he is who don't like college sports, don't like college basketball. My daughter goes, who is this guy? And she asked me, and I explained he's a Kansas small forward, good shooter. She goes, oh, that's wild. That's fun. She's 11. But, you know, he'll probably get more people know who he is this morning because of the jacket, which is weird, but that's how it is.
Well, I want you to know me because I can play basketball, not because I have.
But he already he can't do any more about that after his first year at Kansas. Like, he's, you know, marketing, all that kind of stuff, making side money. That's what these college kids are doing. And I looked at his social media account. This is not new. He's been doing stuff like this all year at Kansas, trying to, you know, do comic bits and funny things and dance scenes with his teammates.
If he was my son, I would say, you know what, Lambo, we tone it down just a little bit there. Just a little bit. Maybe we have some flavor with the shoes there, is what I'd probably say. Yes, Marv.
And then he says, I'm the breadwinner, so no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he wouldn't be in my family. So I'd still be able to say to him, hey, Grady, come here.
Oh, my God.
Come here. How about we go with the shoes?
I like that one family, just within the span of about 5 minutes, got two millionaires in the family.
Oh, the Thompson twins?
The twins. Yeah. All of a sudden, like, boom, we got two millionaires now. Let's go.
No, no. And everybody made the same joke about the band, the Thompson twins.
Ugh.
Yeah. Weren't there three people in the Thompson twins?
Yeah, none of them were named Thompson.
Yeah.
Amen and Asar Thompson.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were born in the same order that they were drafted. I would have liked that tidbit last night. Because that doesn't one twin always be, I'm 1 second older. I'm 3 minutes
older. It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
So if any of your kids got drafted last night in the NBA,
yeah.
You three guys, are you quitting the next day?
Hell no. That's their job. I still got my job.
You're the breadwinner, like you said. So.
Yeah. No,
but what if you hate your job? We don't count. Regular Joe Schmo, I've been working at the...
No.
The coal mine.
Yeah, you don't want to quit working. And it feels like you die when you quit working.
What if I work for my son?
No... You want to continue to work every day. You sit around and you go, man, this is great. I'm on vacation. And then after about like 4 days, you're like, God, I'm bored. I'm working till I die.
It's going to be enough from 9 noon Eastern.
Yeah, I will try to die on the air. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Because that's content.
So you're going wall to wall.
Yes.
And final hour if you can, because that would be much better.
Maybe a meat Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
If you could. Okay.
Maybe a meat Friday.
I'm buying that new car.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to.
How about we take a break here? We'll settle on our poll question. And once again, it's Yacht Rock today. Yeah. All Yacht Rock all the time today. You asked for it. You got it. Be careful what you're asking for on this program. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Full Sail University, you know, it's Yacht Rock, Full Sail, See what I did with that, Marvin?
Mm-hmm. Bloop.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Year five of Full Sail University, and the program has come to life. We have hundreds of graduates who are working in the business, and your degree is in sportscasting. You'll learn other things, but your degree is in sportscasting. Not broadcasting, sportscasting. We want to teach you how to do it. And I have a longtime producer from ESPN, Gus Ramsey. He was there over 20 years. He is the person who puts it all into play every single day, getting the students hands-on, practical experience. When they graduate, they're ready for a job, not an internship. We want jobs. And once you get that job, we're still there with you to get that next job. We have students, graduates in big markets like L.A. and Philadelphia. Full Sail University, earn your degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. You can also earn it online as well, or Full Sail's beautiful campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Christopher Cross. Not to be confused with Chris Cross. Christopher Cross had his pants on the right way. Didn't Chris Cross, didn't they have him backwards?
They sure did.
Yeah. All right. Killing it. Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Get your boat shoes on, everybody.
I like the Mac Daddy and the Daddy Mac.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was. Both of their first names were Chris. No, seriously, yes.
K-R-I-S-S. Was that crisscross?
The Miggity 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 Mac.
I don't know how it's actually spelled.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Paul.
Going back to Christopher Cross, the song we just played, that's the hammer of the concert, too. Like, that's when he gets to the meat of his concert and, like, playing the hits. That's the big hammer.
Yeah, is that the encore?
No, it's got to be the encore.
That's what gets the crowd out of hand. Yeah. Sailing.
That's when the women get crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when they start treating you like the Beatles at Shea Stadium. They start screaming. You're swaying back and forth.
You're waiting for that and Arthur's theme?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet you go with Arthur's theme. I bet you go with sailing earlier. I bet Arthur's theme
oh,
is
Oh, you
the,
think you knock out sailing?
I think you do. I think you come back with Arthur's theme, and then that's how you close the show
out. You could be comatose by the end of this concert. So chill.
I remember telling Hootie and the Blowfish that they should start their concert, do like reverse order, where you start with your encore. So the set list, the playlist, you just reverse it. And they didn't agree with me.
Start with all bangers.
Yeah.
And then slowly get more obscure.
Yeah, something like that. And then at the very end, you're playing a song and people go, I don't even know what song that is. Yeah. How many people have covered this song? Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Is it a popular one, you think?
Well, it was.
Well, no, it's a cover, I mean.
I don't know.
DMX, I think, did this.
All right. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. And let's see. Oh, Verizon Wireless brings you Marvin's Cookout Playlist. Just like My Plan from Verizon puts you in control of your phone plan, you're in control of Marvin's Cookout Playlist. And these were the nominees: Yacht Rock, Southern Rock, Hard Rock, Punk Rock, and Kid Rock. And just a reminder, on My Plan, you get exactly what you want, only pay for what you need.
Kid Rock did not do well, by the way.
Okay.
I think he got like 8% of the vote, something like
bang,
that.
Bang, diddy, bang. Wait, what's
ball
that?
With the ball. Ding-a-dang-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
I think I know some of his songs. I don't know if I know the names of his songs.
Bong, diddy, dang.
Yes, Paul?
Breaking Yacht Rock news, Dan. Christopher Cross, who we've just been speaking about for 5 minutes, he's playing 20 minutes from us tonight at the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. He's in concert right down the street, basically.
Well, maybe Fritzy could reach out to Christopher Cross and he could drive up.
Wild. He's playing tonight.
Of course.
Why would he want to come on?
Why not? It's Yacht Rock Day.
How many other shows are doing a tribute to him?
Yeah.
Tribute is a nice word.
Yeah.
How wild is that? First of all, I didn't know he's on tour. And he happens to be in Connecticut tonight. One night only.
Can you still get tickets?
I think we can.
Oh.
No, I can.
Of course.
Yeah. I can.
Oh, yeah, Dan can.
Yeah, I can. All right. Some phone calls coming up here. But it's Yacht Rock today, just bracing you for what's in store. It's Marvin's Cookout Playlist. Yes, Marv.
In Yacht Rock, I think Paulie and Weeks were talking about this before the show. It's not about the artist. It's about the song. Because there are artists that technically don't do, quote-unquote, Yacht Rock, but they have Yacht Rock-ish songs.
Yeah.
Like Earth, Wind & Fire has a Yacht Rock-ish song, for sure.
What would that be?
After the Love Is Gone.
Okay. And that's Yacht Rock.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Like, oh, it's getting played at the cookout. The Yacht Rock one, sure.
Okay. I can't wait to go to the actual Marvin cookout.
I asked my grandmother, she was like, why do I want all you people at my house?
No, just me.
And I was like, what do you mean, you people? And she was like...
Well, yeah, does she talk about me? Like, you people, me?
No, but she's like, you're on TV? She's like, look at you, Marv. She's like, I thought you were an idiot all these years.
All right. But I thought that there was going to be a cookout.
I thought so, too.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
Look, we can go to Glastonbury. Fritzy can maybe...
But she's not going to want Fritzy there.
Probably not.
I just told you that I would go to your cookout. And you go, really? And I go, yes. Now, all of a sudden... Your grandmother doesn't want me there.
No. She doesn't want anyone there.
Okay. Well, I'm taking it personally.
Here's her thing.
Does she know how much I get paid per appearance, and I will waive that just to go there and socialize and have fun and do body shots? Do you think your grandma would do a body shot there?
Body shots, you say? No, she would pray for you.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
Secular music, you say?
Bruce in Palm Beach joins us. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 6'2", 215.
All right.
you were talking about having nicknames and giving somebody a nickname, and that's a really hard thing to do, especially for Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
But I came up with, because he's from a, he's a worldwide figure, we'll call him Worldwide Wemb and shorten it to Worldwide.
Okay. Worldwide Wes, Worldwide Wemb. Here is Victor Wembanyama being excited about San Antonio.
Remembering that last moment when you first saw the San Antonio Spurs on TV, now going to them, what excites you most and what do you hope to work on this summer?
Breakfast tacos. Nah, I heard a lot about breakfast tacos.
All right, breakfast tacos. And he grew up a Tony Parker fan. Yeah, he gets to have breakfast tacos and gets to see Tony Parker. Is Tony Parker still living in San Antonio? I wonder. Didn't he end up in Charlotte? Is that where he ended his career, feels like, Marv? Yeah?
He did, yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Let's see. Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha.
Nobody. What up, boys? Happy Friday. DP, a lot of upside wingspan and outfits last night, Dan.
Yep.
I was so relieved, DP, when CP3 went to Dub Nation. There was a time when Laker Nation wanted him, but that was when David Stern was in power, man. And, Dan, I saw a clip of you teaching Fritzy how to swing a golf club at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and I remember being there with you guys, hanging out back that stage with Chad and the Traeger, and just thinking how much fun that was and how lucky it was to be there. And I was thinking, we need to do a bro trip to the American Century in Tahoe in July sometime. I mean, I know that you've played in it before, but that would be an awesome venue to do the show.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Thanks for the phone call, Buddha. We talked about maybe going to Tahoe, bringing the gang out there. We got a few things that we're working on. And once again, probably have some kind of finalization on if we can do the show in Dublin. We wanted to do the show, a couple of shows in Dublin. And Notre Dame is playing Navy in football, and we thought it'd be a nice little tie-in. So we'll get official confirmation one way or another coming up next week. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call, and happy Meat Friday. Real quick, I'm surprised Fritzy is missing his favorite music day of Yacht Rock, his playlist day. But I did think of a content orientation type of thing, that if Fritzy needs new tires, you guys have Tire Rack. Maybe Fritzy helps put tires on his car just for a little look-in for content. But anyways, I do think the Washington Wizards do have a sneaky good backcourt with Tyus Jones, who I think had one of the highest assist-to-turnover ratios, and now Jordan Poole is going to be good at catch and shoot. But anyways, on that thing, I love the Steven Seagal movie yesterday, and I do have a stat of the day for today.
All right.
My Red Sox lost 6-0 to the Twins yesterday. Twins pitcher Joe Ryan threw a complete game shutout with 9 strikeouts. This was Minnesota's first complete game shutout since Jose Berrios 3-hit Baltimore on April 1st, 2018.
Yeah, this guy Joe Ryan, the last time he completed a game was 2018. He was pitching for Cal State Stanislaus, and he had a complete game against Cal Poly Pomona. How about that for your stat of the day? Brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're wondering, and I know you are, Golden State's addition of Chris Paul, and how did that affect the title odds according to DraftKings? Zero. Didn't affect it at all. The Golden State Warriors have the same odds to win it all, plus 1,300, as the 76ers do. Mark in Indiana. Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. That was a great interview you had with Tom the other day. I was laughing the whole time. Tony Votto's an outstanding comedian, really, and he's the most funniest professional.
Oh, we got a bad connection there, Mark, but thank you for the Joey Votto compliment. Hey, that's all on Joey. I just serve up batting practice. It's up to him to hit it out of the park. Roger in San Antonio. Hey, Roger.
Hey, feel dead. First time, long time. A vertically challenged 5'6", and I got to be saw the tender 180. Hey, Dan, unlike Marv, you don't want to catch these small hands, my man. So, just wanted to call about Victor Chumbawamba. We're really happy in San Antonio about this guy. And I just want to say, I'm pretty sure about this guy, as I'm sure that Neil Kirk's the greatest drummer in the world, Dan. So, Rush Rule, suck it, Dan. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Yes, Paulie.
In the past 3 days, the Spurs have had 4,000 new season ticket holder deposits.
Okay.
Since even before they drafted Wembanyama.
Okay. He's good for business,
yep,
is what you're saying. Scoot Henderson goes third. You know, the odds fluctuating. Yesterday, Brandon Miller and Scoot, who would be the second pick in the draft, they were wild, fluctuating back and forth. It started out Monday night, Brandon Miller was the favorite. Wednesday night, it was Scoot the favorite. And then Thursday, it went to Miller, and then went back to Miller, and then Scoot, and then back, and then all of a sudden the draft happened, and they ended up taking Brandon Miller, number two overall. Yes, Paul.
I saw a couple of tweets yesterday by NBA insider reporters that said they could see Scoot Henderson going two, and it was changing hour by hour. Some of those reporters have partnership deals with betting websites. I wonder if that's a conflict of interest in any way, because if a major NBA reporter, no names, would tweet that a guy might be going here, all of a sudden the odds change on that person. Action flows in on that person. And if you, which would be a complete conflict of interest for a reporter to have a partnership with a betting website, tweet something out minutes before the draft or hours before the draft to stir up traffic, that would be something to look into.
That's getting a little play on social media.
Yeah.
That conspiracy theory.
Well, it should. If you can help manipulate the line and you work for one of these companies,
it's at least in question, even if it's unintentional.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not accusing you of doing it on purpose. We're saying it smells weird.
Well, the person would have to look at what the possible connection could be and how that could taint what your reporting might be. Like, whether it's true or not, you don't want people to think that. And it's like the NFL. All these games are fixed. No, it's not. But you don't want to give them any traction on this is why it could be, or an NBA game. You just don't want people to think or read into it and go, oh, you know what? You're help control the content for this web betting website there. Right? A little dicey there. Yes, Eden.
Not to change gears here,
okay,
but we just got our first stay in our lane regarding Christopher Cross.
Oh.
That was unexpected, I have to be honest.
Wow.
I didn't expect to get one of those.
But wow,
we did just get from David. Careful, guys. Christopher Cross, believe it or not, is a well-respected guitarist in the music world. Find a live version of Ride Like the Wind to see his solos. Hashtag stay in your lane.
Well, were we critical of Christopher Cross?
I'll take this one. I said that maybe that Sailing might be his hammer at the end of his concert, when Ride Like the Wind is definitely more upbeat power ballad.
Oh.
I also said, could you imagine being in an amphitheater full of 30,000 people and this is the music playing?
Okay.
You know, like you went to go see
that. Oh, so you guys were critical of Christopher Cross. I wasn't. Mm. I said he used to be a big deal.
You were nothing but respectful to him.
Yes, of course,
right?
I was.
Right, of course.
Because I understand it's artist to artist.
You don't want that heat.
No, I don't want Chris Cross heat. I do not.
The Crossies.
I don't want that fan base coming after me.
You get a boat shoe in the backside.
Yeah. Ow! Put a boat shoe right up your... Play of the day, up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Play. The Blaze Cool Play of the Day.
Slater, let's go!
Check this out.
As he leans in now, comes set. Rocks and fires. Tommy White lifts it high and deep to left field.
Get out of here, ball.
Costello to the wall. It's out of here. Walk it off. Tommy White. Home run number 23. And LSU is moving on. Wake Forest is headed home.
Courtesy of LSU Radio, that was a great pitching matchup. Two pitchers who are probably going to be taken in the top 10, and it's LSU going to the College World Series. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome at the end of your first year. Automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. You can see terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. By the way, we have the 1215 podcast, the Danettes. We are the subject of the 1215 podcast. We're not on it. It's the backroom guys. And a special guest today, my youngest daughter, Molly Patrick, will come in to recount the four consecutive birthdays that she had canceled from ages 4, 5, 6, and 7. Yes, Molly.
Do the backroom guys know what they're about to get into?
They do not.
No.
They do not.
I know your daughter, Molly, and she is a very interesting, very smart character.
She told me that she was at a bar one night, and there's like American Doll. Is that what
American Girl Dolls?
American Girl Dolls. So she had some guy who came up and wanted to talk to her and buy her a drink, and she said, all right, I just want you to know, I love to play with American Girl Dolls, usually 4 hours a day. And so the guy was kind of staying, you know, in the conversation. And she said, you know, every morning, it's 4 hours where I'm, you know. So she's trying to mess with him. And I said, what are you doing? She said, I don't know. I was bored, Dad.
Did you say not everybody gets your sense
of
humor?
Well, no, they do not. Not everybody gets your sense of humor.
Where did she get that from?
Yeah, she got it from me. Absolutely. Yeah. And I said, no, Molly, come on. So Molly's going to take a trip down memory lane as best she can and tell us the four consecutive birthdays that has never happened before in the history of mankind. There are probably cavemen with their children, and they got birthday parties. Molly Patrick did not. 4, 5, 6, and 7. So that'll be on the 12:15 podcast a little bit later on today. Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Happy Meat Friday.
Hey, Mark.
Gotta love you. I love Yacht Rock, but the Pina Colada song, all I know is if I was, I've been married for 24 years. If I ever walked into a bar trying to cheat on my wife and my wife was sitting there, there'd be no making up at midnight for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Brian in South Dakota. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, two things real quick. Paulie, thanks for paying up the bet on the NDSU-FDSU game, but you didn't have to take a pie to the face. All you had to do was autograph a T-shirt and send it. But anyway, got a suggestion for you, Dan, and maybe you could pull this off. Every year, Seton and the French kid go to the Super Bowl in the van.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, Victor, French kid, what is he, 18? Next year, instead of the guy that always goes, you take Victor. So,
oh, sure. You know what? Absolutely. Yeah, I would kick the French kick to the French kid to the curb and bring Victor Wembanyama to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Sounds like a reasonable trip for him.
And I'm sure a 7'5" guy would love to do that.
Yes.
That would.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, thank you for that suggestion there, Brian. Michael in Arkansas. Hey, Mike.
Morning, Dan. Last night was a great night for my alma mater, the Arkansas Racebacks, with Nick Smith.
Wait. Weren't we going to have two guys taken in the first 10 picks from Arkansas?
Yeah, Nick Smith Jr.'s. His stock fell quite a bit because of his injury.
But didn't you tell me? Didn't you tell me they'd be in the top 10, two picks?
No. That must have been a different Michael in Arkansas. That was not me. I promise.
Okay.
But I do have a question.
Okay.
With the SEC expanding, with Texas and Oklahoma coming in next year, and then with the possibility of two more teams coming in the future, with Clemson, North Carolina, Virginia, I forget one other maybe ACC school. Do you think Greg Sankey will ever sit there and go, you know what, we are dominating in football, we are dominating in baseball, we're dominating women's basketball and have four or five teams in men's basketball that are legitimate Final Four teams every year. Why are we sharing the pie with everyone? Why don't we just form our own entity and we don't need to play anybody else? We'll just have our own championship. Do you think that's something that could ever happen?
No, I don't see the SEC just playing the SEC. I think that those schools like playing other schools outside of the SEC. You want to build up a great record to be able to play for a national championship. If the SEC, you win the SEC, like, do we go, hey, and you're the de facto national champ? That's not going to happen. I still think you're going to get 40 schools lumped together, and Greg Sankey would be the commissioner. He would run that, and it would just be, this is your feeder league, you know, for the NBA or NFL, Major League Baseball. You would have those teams in there, pay what you want. You know, it's capitalism at its finest. By the way, do you see where Les Miles, his tenure at LSU, he's, what, 30 wins less than he thought he was? Were those recruiting violations, improper benefits? You know, back then, improper benefits. Now it's just business as usual, I would think.
Yeah, NCAA notice of allegations in March 2022. They resolved it. LSU's football program and the basketball program. LSU football has to revoke 37 wins, which is a meaningless punishment. But it does affect Les Miles' future, I guess, if he wants to coach again or be in the Hall of Fame.
He's not coaching again. No. Plus, your basketball coach, I think he got suspended for 10 games.
Sure.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yes, Seton.
Well, the 37 games is important because it drops Les Miles' career winning percentage below like 600 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you have to be at least at 600 or above to get into the College Hall of Fame, or the College Football Hall of Fame. So now he's ineligible because now he's at like 597.
Ooh. Didn't he end up at Kansas? Was that his last stop?
Sure.
Yeah. It felt like every year he was up for another job. when he was at LSU. It's like he could be going to Arkansas. And I'm like, at some point, you just let him go. Like, if you're up for these jobs, maybe you don't want to stay here at LSU. Hour two coming up, Jamal Crawford will join us. What kind of expectations does he have for Victor Wembanyama first year? And how do the Golden State Warriors and Chris Paul make it work? 1 hour in the books, two more to go in this meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.